Warbler watching is my favorite, most satisfying birding activity. I love when the early sun catches the golden crown of a chestnut-sided warbler, his exotic black eye markings setting off his white cheeks, streaked back and wings, and chestnut sides to perfection. And I think this surely is my favorite warbler. Even fall immature chestnut sides are lovely with their tropical golden greenish back and wings, their snow-white underparts, and their white eye ring. The chestnut side is one I often enjoy on walks through Port Wing. Yes, definitely my favorite warbler. But then a sudden movement catches my eye and I turn to face a male magnolia warbler, a perfect bird with bold yellow and black markings and an animated way of fanning his black tail to show off big white tail patches. Seeing this migrant at close range in strong open sunlight brings to mind other magnolias I've seen in their homes in northern spruce woods, glowing in the soft filtered sunlight of deep forest, and I realize that this is my favorite warbler. The cheery song of an ovenbird carries my thoughts from the magnolia warbler to another time and place, when a very urban high school girl walked through the Chicago Loop on her way to the public library. She chanced to look down at a tiny dead bird lying on the dirty sidewalk. It was soft brown, with a white underside streaked with black, a white eye ring, and a lovely soft orange crown. Its eyes were closed and its pink feet curled. She didn't know what it could be, nor did she have the foggiest notion how she could find out. She wondered how it ever found its way to downtown Chicago and what had killed it. She didn't know what else to do with it, so she went into a McDonald's, took a couple of napkins to wrap it in, and laid it gently on the top of the trash in a garbage can. Years later, when my husband gave me my first field guide, the very page I opened to showed me what that little bird had been and sparked my life's passion for birds. Yes, the ovenbird, my favorite warbler of all. Then, of course, a sunbeam catches the glow of a Blackburnian warbler's gold throat, and I know that this is my real favorite. An animated little redstart whizzes by. This was a warbler I studied intimately back when I lived in Madison, Wisconsin, and my memories of other redstarts jolt my realization that of all the warblers, this is my favorite. But then an elegant black-throated blue warbler darts about right in front of me, his matchless beauty. Proof that he is really my favorite warbler. A passing palm warbler wags his tail at me, and I remember how I love the way palms sit on the wall at the Lakewood pumping station when I count birds in late fall. This is surely my favorite warbler. But then I see a Baybreast, a Cape May, a lovely female mourning, and an elegant Canada warbler, and hear the sweet, sleepy song of a black-throated green warbler, the sweet two-parted song of a Nashville, and see an animated yellow throat looking back at me through his black mask. Each one, for a moment, is my favorite. I watch a northern Perula sing a zippy song, and a sweet pine warbler flies right down almost close enough to touch, and I realize the truth. Just as each one of my children is my favorite, irreplaceable and uniquely special, so too is each warbler my favorite. So when you hear me say, "That's my favorite warbler," you'll know that I'm speaking the absolute truth. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.